Good morning. My name is Bunny Hull, and I'm a practitioner here at the Center for Spiritual Living, Los Angeles. I'd like to welcome you for our pre-service treatment this morning. If you're here for the first time, treatment is the means, the method that we use to clear consciousness, to create our world, our life, according to the truth about us. Recently, I took Reverend McLean's class on Jungian spirituality, and it was a great class because it gave me fresh terms in which to frame consciousness, what consciousness is, and what does it mean to me. There was some terminology that was used that I hadn't heard of but really didn't understand. I'd share it briefly with you. The ego, who I think I am. The psyche, what I want others to think I am. The shadow, what I don't want others to know about me. And the self, the real self, the self that is divine within us. You know, we're all here to learn more about who we are. So we've already taken the task of to do our shadow work, to dig into that bag, that big bag, as he refers to, that we drag around behind us that has all our stuff in it, all the stuff that we need to figure out for ourselves. Socrates said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." And Dr. Ernest Holmes says this, "We can sit in the shade or move in the sunshine. Sitting in the shadow, we may not really believe that there is any sunshine. But the sun would be there all the time, and all the time we are in bondage. The real freedom exists." My affirmation for us this morning is, I live in the light. Please say that with me. I live in the light. So we know together that there is only one infinite indwelling presence, and that presence is light. It is the life of the divine. It is that life that lives within us always. That truth, that deep truth that we know, the real self of us. So this morning we hold in consciousness anything that may be troubling us, anything that needs our conscious attention. Let's think of that right now. Now let's know that with regard to this issue, there is only light. There is only love. There is a deep knowing within us that allows us to step into a place of right knowing, of right perspective. We see our lives for what they are. We see that within us that needs our attention, and we do our perfect work to resolve all issues. We do so from a deep place of conscious love. Conscious love. That within us that allows the truth to rise up. That within us that guides us where we need to be, that guides us in all relationships, that keeps us in a place of right communication and understanding. We know that we love our families and our friends. We know that we are good friends. And we draw to us those people who are in rapport with who we are. We bless those we meet everywhere because we come from a deep place of love. We see the divine, that self, that deep self that is within us. We see it in the eyes of every person we meet. We see it in the eyes of those who deeply need our understanding and our love. We see the truth and the light in health, We know that within us is a divine stream of health. That light within us that permeates our being. So we let that light light our path wherever it may lead us to know our health in a greater way. We have a consciousness of healing. We live in that consciousness, in the light. And we see what needs to be seen. We do what needs to be done. We don't procrastinate when it comes to our health. If we need a doctor, we see one. If we need to change a personal habit, we do so. For there is something within us that is always lighting the way. We have no fear to step into the light and see the truth, for it opens consciousness to a deeper place for each of us. We know that same light in all areas of our lives. We know it in our creative self-expression, in our work. We do work that is meaningful. And whatever that work is, it is meaningful to us. We look at it from the highest place. How can we serve? How can we serve those we are in contact with every day? What light can we bring to each and every situation we find ourselves in? What light can we bring to the world? The path is lit in our finances. We see the world as abundance everywhere we look. We see it in nature. We see it in the flowers and the trees around us. We see it in our very breath. It's abundance. We see it in our creative ideas and the way we think about life, the amazing millions of ideas that we have every day that allow us to function in life and do so with integrity and grace and poise. That's how we live. We live in the light. Recognizing the power and the presence that lies within us to always light our way, to always guide us forward. We take each step, moment by moment, living in every breath. So grateful that we are here in these bodies that we have, able to function in life well, able to think and to feel and to love and to be who we are and to give our gift to life. We do so with great joy. We give great thanks for this realization and that we have come here together to realize who we are and how to create life in a more beautiful way. And so we give thanks together by saying, and so it is.